Some of the voices from HomoCon, the party thrown by the gay Republican group Go Proud last night. What would Carl Hiaasen do with that? Carl Hiaasen has been keeping a satirical yet loving eye on his native Florida for over 35 years. Reporter, then columnist for the Miami Herald. He says his column, at one point or another, has PO'd everybody in South Florida, including his bosses. He's also the author of well over a dozen novels, including Tourist Season, Stormy Weather, and Star Island. Though he's staying clear of the convention in Tampa, he is in state. He hasn't fled. Carl Hiaasen, welcome and nice to speak with you again.
Thanks, Robin. Good to talk to you.
And I'm thinking, you know, wow, what a good idea. Turn to a guy who had a character with a hand that was a weed whacker to give us his thoughts. But what do you think so far of the convention?
Well, I think obviously the storm has competed for attention, and all of us in Florida were affected by Isaac. So I haven't been riveted to the television, I have to admit. I saw part of Mrs. Romney's speech, and I'll probably see part of Ryan's tonight, but, you know, I think the larger question is it going to give him a bump in Florida? You know, Romney, is it going to help win Florida in November? And I think that remains to be seen.
Well, a big question, too, because Florida is one of the four or five states that if Romney can take in combination, you know, he will win. And you were surprised that President Obama carried the state in 2008.
Well, I was. I mean, and I was actually surprised when Clinton did it, too, because there are many faces of Florida are conservative faces, but it's also a complicated place, the geography, the demographics. It could be three different states, and so it can't be categorized. It is pretty much of a 24-hour freak show. That's why we're here. That's why, you know, that's why journalists love it. That's why novelists love it. But it's very hard to predict. I mean, I think there's so many different constituencies you're playing for that it's going to be hard for any of the candidates to hit all three of them or a multitude of them at the same time.
Well, and they're also often in one place, you know, the sort of anything goes with the conservative, with the what would the third be?
Well, I mean, you've got the I-4 corridor down the middle. You've got the Panhandle, which is really southern Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. The South Florida is a mix of everything, but it's still very Caribbean. It's very Latin, very Hispanic. You know, Romney will go down there, and he'll make the obligatory speech, says he hates Castro, and he'll get the cheers. But every candidate since before Reagan has been going down there making that speech, and Castro's still there. So, you know, I mean, but there are things you have to do in each part of the state. They'll go to the condominiums and they'll talk about health care reform. You know, they'll go to the, you know, Century Village, the older community. There are just pit stops that you have to make, and Floridians are pretty hip to the fact that we've heard all this stuff before.
Well, and I was thinking of the one place where you often might find everybody, although some wearing dark shades and maybe hats, is the strip clubs. I wrote a column reminding the Chamber of Commerce here in Tampa that it's thought of as being the strip club capital of America. We've been reading that women were being brought in for the Republican convention.
Yeah. And the other interesting thing was that the you know, reporters are male reporters in particular are never shy about going in interviewing entertainers at the adult clubs.
Because it's research.
The consensus was that Republicans are better tippers than Democrats, which doesn't surprise me. But I thought Tampa was an interesting choice. First of all, during hurricane season, it's always an interesting choice. And secondly, just because it is not, for people who live there, it isn't Bible Belt. It isn't, there's a lot of wild stuff that happens in Tampa. So I thought it was, I don't know if bold is the right word, but interesting for the Republicans to pick that venue.
Well, of course, there are reporters, as you say, some are there just for research, but there are some camped out hoping to get that money shot, you know, of a Republican going in. But let's just sidetrack for a second for one of these wild stories that you love to tell. Is it true that a guy actually sued a strip club once because he said he'd been injured by a stripper's breasts?
Right, he did. This is classic Florida story because wherever there's a story, there's a lawyer. And this was, I wrote a book years ago called Striptease, and it was made into a movie with Demi Moore and stuff. But I got a lot of mail after this happened, as you can imagine, an interesting bunch of mail. And one of them, somebody sent me a clipping from the Tampa paper that a lawsuit, a customer at one of these strip joints who was having a lap dance, felt that he had been injured by the extremely sizable breasts of the dancer, and he had sued the club for, alleging whiplash. And I have to say, this is one of those only in Florida. I mean, it was in a way a wonderful. A wonderful sort of diversion, but that's the kind of stuff that happens here, and that's what all the reporters are waiting for over there, I'm sure.
Well, and I can just hear someone saying, "Oh, in Florida." Well, I'm going to try to top that here in Michigan.
Right? Yeah. Well, they'll be. You'll see other firms advertising billboards now. If you've been injured at a strip club, call us.
You know, the tweets are flying fast and furious. Someone sent one last night. I think it was The Onion, saying, "Newsflash: Ann Romney takes advantage of speech at convention to announce she's divorcing Mitt." things like this. We have the Florida delegates who have been bussed in. I think from Alabama is where their hotel is because they're being punished for holding
their
primary
punished.
Early.
Yes. Well,
they're so far
coming. Yeah.
Yeah. What else are you noticing in the couple minutes we have?
Well, to be honest with you, I've been spending more attention watching what's happening to the folks in New Orleans and Mississippi right now. The conventions are scripted, they're set. There's nothing really spontaneous. Ron Paul popped up for a while like the groundhog in Caddyshack. They're chasing him around trying to get him out of the premises, I think. You know, all that stuff was predictable. It's all pretty scripted. Mitt's going to give a good speech. I mean, he better. Then we'll move on, and the Democrats will have their day. But whether or not Florida is swept up in the excitement, I don't know. He'll get a bump. But right now he's still running a little bit behind the president, which I find astonishing considering the amount of money that the Romney people have dumped in Florida on advertising. It's an amazing deluge of negative Obama ads, and you just would have assumed he would have been much farther ahead of the president by now.
Yeah. And just very, very briefly, you say one thing Floridians dread no matter what happens. They do not want it settled in Florida on election night.
No, we're begging the rest of the country, if it comes down to one last state to decide the presidency, we're begging that it be Ohio or Wisconsin, anywhere but Florida. We did our part in 2000. We showed what we're made of. Every Floridian lives in dread of another hanging Chad scandal. So please, settle this one way or another.
Author and Miami Herald columnist Carl Hyson. To read some of his Miami Herald columns, please do at hereandnow.org. Carl, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. Good talking to you. Enjoy the fun over there.
Oh, it's just, I mean, the party animals. Party animals. Not really, actually, here at the GOP. We'll leave you, though, with a little of Jimmy Buffett's The Ballad of Skip Wiley, inspired by Carl Hyacin's tourist season. Pick up his books as well. They're a blast. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again in Tampa, Here and Now. No, you can't steal the arch boy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.